My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
How does it make you feel when you hear him say that about the offense, but then say the defense absolutely is dominating? Do you take away from that conversation both of those
makes
things?
Makes you feel like we're going to have to grind things out.
Well, glass half empty or half full?
I think normal fans want a good offense. They don't want to have to worry about having to play defense. And if you get past, like if a team gets past 21, all of a sudden you're in trouble. Like they want to be able to shoot it out with anybody. So everybody says they want a good defense, and it's a prideful thing to say you want a good defense. And I think there's probably a lot of our listeners who say they want a good defense. There's a lot of just general folks out there. They want their team to be able to score points. Scoring points is fun for the general fan, and they want their team to be able to win a shootout with anybody. That's why you pay quarterbacks obscene amounts of money. That's why, I mean, Kansas City, I'm sure there was conversation last year about, do we really even need Chris Jones because we have Patrick Mahomes? And I would disagree with those conversations, but I guarantee there were conversations about it. So when you hear that the offense isn't going so hot, yeah, it's a concern for a lot of people. And I think it does overshadow what has been a great defensive camp so far.
Yeah. Great. With a bunch of standouts, too, which is good to hear. So, you know, getting back to the conversation at hand on Watson, I made the case earlier in the show that I still thought you needed to play him. So I didn't think the Cowboys week one was a good scenario at all for that to be his very first real football activity against a team trying to get to him, trying to crush him, trying to hurt him, go after his shoulder. Zach made a case, both of you made a case that maybe it might be time to flip the script on this because of the status of the offensive line. And I think it's a really tough one, Ken. I do.
I'd sit him. 216-474-0092. I'd sit him. I don't want him out there in a game that doesn't matter with the possibility of hurting that shoulder or getting hurt. If you were to lose him because of injury, during the season that's one thing, them's a brace. You lose him because of that, because of injury right before the season starts. This is a year-by-year thing. I know they just got extensions, and I know we're all feeling good. It's a year-by-year thing now. You made the playoffs last year against a lot of odds. You made the playoffs last year. It's expected now. He gets hurt, and it's seen that you didn't give him the opportunity to go out and play in real games anymore. It's already, you're going to be though on the hottest seat because you're the one who advised it. You're the one who signed off on it. I'd have to rethink this, and I'd probably just play Jameis Winston on Saturday. And you guys can call me every word in the book. You can call me a sissy, whatever you want to call me. I'd play Jameis Winston on Saturday. I wouldn't play Deshaun Watson. Let the backup go out there and take reps. And I know if he gets hurt, well, you could be in trouble too because the guy who starts doesn't really start a full season. I don't think anybody's expecting him to start all season long. I think you hope he plays all 17 games, but with the amount of quarterbacks that's played over the last 2 years. Is that more unrealistic than the other side? I think so. So even if he were to get hurt, you would have a problem there. But I don't need him all out there doing it. I don't need him out there doing it with my current tackle situation, with my current offensive line situation. I don't need him out there doing it. I got an offensive line of veterans. DeJuan Jones might need a little bit more seasoning coming back. I got Jed Wills, who isn't cleared for takeoff yet, so I imagine he's not going to be able to play on Saturday right now, and I don't think you would play him on Saturday. Who are you going to put at left tackle? Joel Bitonio doesn't need to play in the preseason. Ethan Posick doesn't. I don't think Wyatt Teller needs to. Like, this would change a lot of what I wanted to do, these injuries at the tackle spot, and again, not having Jed Wills back yet.
Yeah, I understand everything you just said. I kept thinking,
if you want to play him, give me a good reason, because I've just given you a million good reasons why not to play him.
I just thought you could be safe with it, that you could structure something safe that, you know, both gets him just feeling like he's a normal football player again. I don't know what it is about the Cowboys and Micah Parsons and, you know, him chasing and trying to do whatever he can to Deshaun Watson to make his life very uncomfortable in week one. Maybe it's just that, Ken, is it that you don't really think that game one is the biggest deal in the world? Like, you're okay if he's just rusty.
I think it's going to be sloppy anyway, and I think that he's going to be rusty anyway, and I don't know how much help. I'd like to get him some timing and some seasoning too, but I don't think that the preseason is dictating that because of where my left tackle sits.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Situation is, and the guys who could possibly fill into that role are all hurt. James Hudson's hurt. I don't know if he's a left tackle anyway. Hakeem Adeniji's hurt. He's going to be out for some time. He did not look good with that injury. So where am I at now?
Well,
I'm going to put Lorenzo Thompson. Go pick Lorenzo Thompson out of the lineup. You tell me you want to put him at left tackle and have him protect for Deshaun Watson? No, we're making calls to the street now.
I guess I'd ask, what are you going to do in week one anyway, if that's the case and you don't feel great about Chedrick Wills?
But it's a game that counts, so I have to do what I have to do. That counts. This game does not count overall. So really, I'm just trying to get guys worked up and get them ready. That's all I'm doing. In a game that counts, I got to make do. Because, yeah, I would have to go ahead and play Deshaun Watson in a regular season game that counts. I don't have to do that on Saturday. No one's making them do that on Saturday. I wouldn't yell at Kevin Stefanski for pulling the plug on that. I would be more nervous, and I have a feeling I will be very nervous when I go out there and I see him play, and I just hope that everything goes right. I hope that the offense conducts itself right, because if he goes down, ain't gonna be a fun ride back. It's gonna be a scary ride back. Think about that.
I understand.
You got a playoff high ceiling that you've spent a lot of money on, and if something bad were to happen there, man,
at some point we just want to see him on a football field feel good about the season. And I think right now, like, I know this is such an emotional part of this, and normally I'm not playing the emotional card on this, and I'm playing it
I'm
by the books.
I'm the emotional one on that.
Yeah, and in the past I've said I wouldn't play these guys at all. But, man, as of right now, I don't feel good at all going into week
so
one.
So just play them?
And so I just to calm, like, do you think the team is at all that confident right now with Deshaun?
I think that they're a professional football team, and they know that it's their job to go out there and perform at a high level. What do you know? That is the answer. You acted like they're all scared and nervous about Deshaun Watson. I don't know if they're scared and nervous. I don't think they are. I think that they expect themselves to play at a high level because it's their job to.
They can't sit there and assume that offensively it's going to click in week one if they haven't done anything against live bodies with hitting and tackling. And
well, everybody else has hit and tackled and been in except for Deshaun Watson. And technically Nick Chubb.
It's a pretty important
guy. And
Jed
Wills.
That's a pretty important position.
Yeah, very important, but I'm not going to put him in harm's way now if I don't have to. And leaving him out there without Jed Wills, who is a God's gift to the position in the first place, is not necessarily putting him in a proper position to protect him. 216-474-0092. Joe, in D.C., listening on the free Odyssey app. Joe, go ahead.
All I want to say is it doesn't matter if he plays or not. The game don't count, like you said, Ken. But the first four games of the season, which is the Cowboys, Jaguars, Raiders, and I'm missing the team.
Doesn't just matter. Go ahead.
They have to come out of that with a 3-1 or 4-0. They have to. And the first four games of the season in the NFL is trash offensively because the offensive teams don't really play in the preseason. So the defense definitely is going to have to limit their mistakes to get those W's until the offensive line and Deshaun get cranked up. But him playing on Saturday, it doesn't matter to me because it doesn't count. But the first four games, if they can come out of the Giants, Jaguars, Cowboys.
So if he played, Joe, if he played on Saturday and played well, you wouldn't feel any more optimistic for the season?
No, I wouldn't.
If he played on Saturday and got hurt, you wouldn't be downtrodden for the season?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So then it counts in some fashion now, doesn't it?
Yeah,
it does matter.
It doesn't count. It doesn't count in the record book is what I'm saying. If they sit him out, fine. But the first four games of the season, like you say, count. It's going to take them 3 or 4 weeks. If you got Nick Chubb, if you don't got Nick Chubb, we don't know where Nick Chubb is going to be at. Is Jerry Wills going to be back by game one? It's going to take the offense to jail at least 3 or 4 weeks.
Yes.
At least.
Yes. And their hope is, Joe, thank you very much for the call. Their hope would be to put him out there and it would start a little bit sooner. But what am I going to win? What am I doing? What am I accomplishing by putting him out there? Maybe getting his feet wet, getting him some action again.
Well, I guess
the nerves,
yeah,
the rust,
but
I'm not sure about any of that. But, getting him going.
What do you think Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs we're getting out of having him out there in those two games? I know, not coming off the surgery and everything. I'm just asking just as a blanket statement.
Timing.
Because basically,
getting ready, because they want to go out and they want to beat Baltimore week one. It's an important thing. And I think that the Browns want to go out and they want to beat Dallas in week one. And they think that that's an important thing. And they know it's an important thing because you're on national television and Tom Brady is going to be in the booth calling that one. And whatever he says is going to be taken as the law about your quarterback. So I understand the reasoning behind it, but things have changed. The best laid plans, all that crap, it's all changed now. And so I just ask everybody, seriously, I know we all want to play tough guy, but we have to plan for a season here. And if he's not in for the rest of the year, if something bad were to happen, or if he were to be stunted in his return, and all of a sudden he's on PUP, there's not going to be a good vibe around this entire fan base here. I don't have my left tackle. I don't even know when he's going to play. I don't even have his backup. I don't even have the guy backing up the backup right now. I think I'm going to leave Deshaun Watson out.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.